Yo, how can I get one of
Hey.
these custom tracks for my other podcast? Because this one is lit.
Yes, indeed.
This one is lit.
Yes, indeed. I got you. I got you. We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay, I'm gonna put a disclaimer up front and say my brain people are running all over the place right now. So you might have to employ some people to help me get my shit together. Okay, but hey y'all, welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We are inviting you to come along with us on this raw and unfiltered exploration. We're sharing our personal stories, triumphs, challenges, and all that kind of stuff to inspire you and uplift you. We're using our lives as the examples because it's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're doing that for you. We're going to voice the things that you might not have wanted to say, or maybe the things you haven't even thought about, so we can get to the root of the shit and heal. So we believe in popping our shit over here. We're going to talk about that later on up in
Yes,
the show.
indeed. Yes,
Okay, but
indeed.
my name is Kim Kimberland, Miss Jackson. Not if you nasty, because I don't want to talk to nasty people. I am an educational advocate, activist, consultant. I am a visionary, motivational speaker, virtual producer, intuitive melanated life coach. I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I'm a professional frolicker, and I'm also an expat currently living in Medellin, Colombia. I help people escape from the US. So if that's you and you're trying to find a way out, you don't need to holler at me, okay? Because shit's real. All right, that's me. Whatever.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I just had to put the air horn there because
I felt
it's
it.
popping. It's
I was here
popping
for it.
tonight. And I'm here for it. I'm really excited for today's episode. And I'm excited for the people that are here and the people that will be here later watching the replay and listening to the replay. Okay. So my name is Bianca Goolsbee. I am a digital strategist, an activist, and a consultant. I am a private investigator and receipt collector, and you need to put some receipts and put some respect on my name because people like receipts don't. And I'm going to actually talk about that a little later in our transparency moment. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, educate, advocate, coach, heal. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach, baby. We are out here helping people find their freedom and fulfillment. I am a digital nomad. I'm currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi, and I'm currently in Tallahassee, Florida. So, yes, indeed, we are here. And I just want to go ahead and make sure that we set these ground rules before we get started.
Let them know, get them straight.
Yes, indeed. We operate by the three keys here. Let me tell you what they are if you don't know already. So that is accountability, transparency, and integrity. And before we go further, we just want to make sure that we're very clear about our expectations and our community agreements, what you can expect from us and what we can expect from you. Okay, so what you can expect from us, the three keys, baby, we honoring it. Okay, accountability,
Period.
transparency, and integrity. We're gonna keep it real. We are speaking freely, and we're gonna cuss when and if we feel like it. Okay, so I'm just letting you know what we can expect from you. So hate speech, comments that are not welcomed here. We are in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. So please don't be up here in this safe space trying to cause harm to others. That is not what we're about. We want you to engage and go on this journey with us. We're not experts, but we are facilitating these courageous conversations on this public platform for others to help them heal. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you because together we are committed to doing the work to heal.
Amen. So, unhinged today. I just wanted to say
Oh my God.
that. So, To the participation point of it, right? We want to make sure that you all are connected with us. We getting all our shit together, okay? So we want you to connect with us on IG, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Patreon. All of that can be found at Heal That Shit. Okay, you put it in, that's where we are. So we want to make sure that you are connected to us. Also have a few announcements, just some things for you all to know how to connect with us, because we are building a universe, right? Bianca and I do this together. We also have some other shows and things in the pipeline. I have a podcast with my cousin. I have my own vlog. Bianca has her podcast and her. This is the universe over here. So yes. Y'all might see us in different places, right? So then we gonna be like, but where I know you from. So the way for y'all to let us know where you know us from is by using certain emojis, all right? So our community emojis are hearts, right? And most importantly, that heart with the bandages that's there, because it helps us to know that you are committed to this process of healing, all right? So if you see us somewhere and you feeling what we're talking about, you gonna drop us some hearts in the comments, okay? Period. Now, if you are wanting to give us support, right? You like, yes, Kim, girl, say the things, right? Well, then I have my own emojis, right? So my emojis are the crayon as well as the sunflower, because I'm coloring the fuck out this life, okay?
Yes, indeed.
And yellow is my favorite color, and the sun makes me happy and sunflowers. So that's why I have those emojis. And then these are Bianca.
Absolutely. So I have the heart because, you know, the heart is very, very important. If you know my story, you know my story. And the teddy bear emoji because it's teddy bear season. There's a lot of love to give out here and I am here for it. And we even have a tribe member in the comments just ready to go. So I'm just here. I'm grateful. Let's go. Let's go. We got so much to talk about.
We do. Oh my God. Okay. So the first thing, I guess, because we like to do announcements for, you know, like in the top of the shows or whatever. And the first thing is thinking about our Pop That Shit challenge. Do we have the images for Bianca?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk about it while we get some images and such.
Y'all, I thought it was just about to be a static image coming on us, but this girl done uploaded a whole video. Just put it back up, girl, to Pop That Shit challenge.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
We fancy. So, yeah, so the Pop That Shit challenge, let me kind of tell y'all how it came about, right? Because it came about as me trying to get my shit together. And I was talking to my psychologist and I was just kind of telling her that sometimes my brain gets stuck. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the transparency moment. But sometimes my brain gets stuck and I get caught in these loops of feeling like I have to like do things and like all this pressure and just putting all this pressure on myself. And what she challenged me to do was to start each day with gratitude. And she was like, if you can appreciate the things that you are doing and fill yourself with those things, no matter how small they are, then that will help you to feel accomplished so you won't keep feeling like you need to do more things, right? So in that, I was like, all right, so let me start listing like some of these things. And as I'm listing it, I really was like, I ain't really been acting like I should act, because I done did some shit, you know, like I done really been out here like doing some shit, right? So it really just kind of made me think about, let me just start listing all the things that I have done, because bitch, you done some shit. And my list like just started getting longer. So then I was telling Bianca and I was like, we should do a challenge about popping that shit, because we really don't put enough respect on our name and we don't spend enough time congratulating ourselves for all of the things that we do. And then when you think about social media and all of I don't know if you want to add something here, Bianca, that's the social media guru, but
I will just say that sometimes we get so overconsumed, and this is going to bring me to my transparency moment. So I love how you're going with this, and I just want you to let your spirit flow here, because all of this is coming full circle. So I am blessed that you mentioned this.
Bet. So social media can become a criticism trap, right? And it can put us in a place where we are looking at what everybody else is doing and then comparing ourselves and then getting down on ourselves. And then our inner critic starts to get started. And it's like a whole thing. So what we want to do is challenge you all to take this challenge with us of popping our shit every day next month in April. Now, it does not have to be a huge thing, right? It can be, y'all, I woke up this morning. Because let me tell you something. Everybody ain't wake up. Okay, so that Amen. Is something to be excited about. And it's like things that we take for granted, you know? Or it might be, today I ate, cooked, and cleaned. Come on, trifecta, right? So we want to get into the habit of normalizing, recognizing, and celebrating ourselves for the things that we do. So we're going to ask you all to use hashtag pop that shit, okay? And that's if you want to share it, right? Everybody ain't going to want to share it. We want you to share it, but everybody ain't going to want to share it. And you might not remember to share it every day, but when you do remember to share it, make sure that you put hashtag pop that shit. And also tag us at Heal That Shit so that we can celebrate you and that we can amplify what you are doing. Because again, we are fighting battles every single day, and we don't take enough time to celebrate the things that we do. So the Pop That Shit Challenge will be starting on April 1st. Okay. So every day in April, you're going to reflect on your achievements, whether they're big or small. You're going to use the hashtag pop that shit challenge in your post so we can all cheer each other on. And we want you to invite other people to join you on this journey, right? This is something that is putting out positive vibes into the world, into the atmosphere, and it's really going to help us to celebrate the things that we're doing, right? So please do invite other people to come along with us on this journey, all right? So we yes, ready indeed. To pop that shit, okay? And also, don't forget to tag us so that we can also share your wins, all right? So that's a big announcement.
Man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I am very excited for this challenge, and I'm so glad that we had the conversation last episode about the conversations that we were having just about us recognizing our greatness. And it's going to be so amazing to see so many other people recognize their greatness too, whether they post it on social media or not. And I just want people that are listening to this to understand that we are here doing the work and showing you what it looks like and encouraging you to do the work with us, because together, we are committed to doing that work to heal. We have to heal out here. You see what's happening around here. Man, it's a lot going shambles. On. Life is life, and people are dealing with some real unfortunate situations. And so I just continue to say we need to love on one another. And I'm so glad that we are doing this challenge. And so I'm glad that y'all are going to participate with us. And we're going to document the journey as we do it.
Yay! So we're making history, y'all. And you know what? I wanted to just talk about that for a second, because this concept of making history, I think that people think it has to be something big, and they're not realizing that every day that we're living, we're making history, right? Even if your history is for your family and your kids and your students and your nieces and nephews, you are writing history every single day. Yeah. So this is going to be a part. We talk about how memories come up all the time, right? So next April, these memories are going to be coming up. Like, look at what you did. Look at from where you come. I just got goosebumps. I promise I'm not trying to be funny. It's a lot. So please do join us on that. So having said that, I do want to make sure we do our spirit check for today. So the way the spirit check works is you just take a moment and search your spirit and you ask yourself how your spirit is feeling today. We do have some options. So if you are watching us live, you can give us a green heart. If you are like, I'm absolutely wonderful, life is great. If you can give us a blue heart, if you're like, I'm good, I don't have any complaints. A purple heart, I'm okay, things could be better. And a yellow heart, I'm not doing so well and I need support. So if you're watching us live, please do drop that into the comments. If you are watching a replay, also drop that into the comments. If you are listening on an audio platform, please do comment and let us know how your spirit is feeling today. So having said that, Bianca, how is your spirit feeling today?
So I am a blue heart today. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. That's where my spirit is settled right now.
Love that. And I think I am a purple approaching blue heart. Yeah. So that's where, yeah, that feels good. Purple approaching blue. So I'm okay. And I'm moving towards I'm good. All right, so I think it's time for our transparency moment. Did we have it? Oh, we have another purple heart there in the comments. Thank you for sharing with us. So we want to make sure we hold space for that. And hopefully by the end of the time that we are here, that your spirit, all of our spirits feel some injection of positivity and a little bit better than you came, right? That's our goal, is to leave people better than we found them. So we'll go ahead and speak that out into the atmosphere. All right. So having said that, let's jump into this transparency moment. We haven't really had a chance to talk, you and I, lately, because life been over here whipping my ass. Do you want to start? You want me to start? Where are we doing with these transparency moments?
I would like for you to start.
All right. Well, I mentioned a few times that my brain has kind of been all over the place, right? And I've been in this process of trying to get my shit together. And for me, that means feeling comfortable and safe in my body and comfortable and safe in my brain, in my home, in my environment, like being able to not have to worry about these basic things, if you will, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So like the shelter, the safety, food, you know, those things. I've been working on that. And a part of that process, as I've been working with my psychologist, so for anybody who might be joining us in the middle of this journey, I just want to make sure that I kind of contextualize what has been happening in my life. So in July of last year, I had a mental health crisis. I have been recovering from that around October, November. All other kind of traumas and things started falling out of boxes, and it's just been a lot. So, and I was living here in Colombia. I had to go back to Mexico for a while. Now I'm back in Colombia. So I'm in my apartment, my new apartment that I'll be in for the next year. So the first thing that I had to do, you know, me and like shoes and floors and like, I just can't deal with them very well. So when I moved into the apartment, I knew that I was going to have to like clean and re-clean and like all of that. But I didn't want to stress myself out doing that, because I have all kind of alphabets over here. I am what you call neurodivergent, neurospicy, just all the things, right? So we're talking about ADHD, autism, PTSD, OCD, like it's a lot that's going on. And a lot of what happens for me is internal, right? So on the outside, I look perfectly fine, but inside I'm losing my damn shit. All right. So I was like, I need to go through this process of cleaning. So I did that, but I didn't want to stress myself out. So I've just kind of been gradually like getting things in order. So I had cleaned my bedroom floors because that's going to be like diligently clean because that's going to be the place where I don't walk with shoes in my house. Eventually, I would like for my house to be like in Japan where they just don't have shoes in the house. But in Colombia, a lot of the windows are open all day. So that also brings dust into the house. So it's kind of difficult to always have like spotlessly clean floors in my back and gonna let me mop every day. All right. That's not my testimony. So anyway, I've been working on all that. And I thought I was doing a really good job, right? So I'm making lists. Like, I'm over here, like, I'm telling my psychologist. I was like, girl, okay, so I got my AM list. I got my PM list. I got a cleaning list. Like, I'm over here listing it up, right? And she was like, my psychologist is from Mexico. So she's like, how do I say, como se dice, I'm concerned? Again, because that's what happened last time, is I thought I was doing so well, and my therapist was like, I'm concerned, right? So I'm like, okay, what's going on? So she basically told me that I have been driving myself crazy trying to rush this process of being better, and it is causing me to continue to operate right next door to burnout. So she was like, you're not in burnout, but you could definitely go right back because you are stressing yourself out. Because I was telling her, like, on my list, I have things, and it's simple things, right? Wake up, open the curtains, brush your teeth, listen to music, take your medicine, make up the bed, clean something, right? It's simple things. But the way that I was attacking it is I was waking up and I was like, okay, first, open your eyes. Okay, open the curtains. Okay. Da-da-da. Like, it was very much disconnected from the natural flow of what I need for life right now. So she was like, I need you to allow your day to develop. And I've been on it, right? I've been on this whole allowing the day to develop, right? Brain field trips and all. But also, I was like, but it's these things I need to do. And like, when is I'm supposed to do these things? So I'm in this process of trying to figure it out. But today I was like, I made a breakthrough, right? Okay. You know that I have Alexa and Google Home, right? And it's Alexa and I have a very, very strained relationship. Okay. We have been together for... since Tampa, so probably at least 2019, Alexa and I have been together. Alexa don't listen all the time, you know, and like she be doing what she want to do, and I be. Do any of y'all have Alexa? If so, let me know, because is it just me? Because me and sis be beefing, okay? Why you laughing?
I'm laughing because I have these memories that are coming up to me of you yelling and you being so frustrated at Alexa and fussing at her while we're doing our co-working sessions. And I'm just cracking up laughing.
Like, you'll ask her to play something and then either she'll play the wrong thing or she'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about, bitch. Shut up. Like, it is just, anyway. So
you're like, Alexa.
Oh my God. We be beefing, all right? But also, she been with me, right? So Bianca had bought me a Google Home for my birthday last year, right? So it was my first time kind of getting into the Google universe and how those things operate or whatever, right? So, okay, I get my Google Home and I'm getting it integrated. Well, I set up my Nest. You remember them things you had told me to buy with the Nest for the Wi-Fi point router?
The Wi-Fi whatever. Extenders. Mm-hmm.
So that. So one of those, they also operate like speakers. So I had put one in the bedroom so that I could stretch the Wi-Fi up in there. And then I was like, oh, it's the speaker. So then I went into the routines and then I started like programming the routines. Now, in all fairness, I had tried to do this with Alexa at first before I had set everything up, right? But also because I had canceled my title, All she could play from is Amazon Music, and for some reason she don't be doing right. Your face, right? Now I am a Amazon YouTube music. Yeah. So like I would ask her to play music, like, because this is what I do for Google. I'll just be like, hey Google, play music, right? So then Google just play whatever, like whatever my spirit needs at the time, right? Have to look this helpful. She's out here like big, fat, motherfucking big, big. Girl, what is this? What is this, girl?
Oh my God.
Off. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. So I said all of that to say, I'm rehoming Alexa. I've made a decision. That I'm going to give her to. I have a great new home for her. Okay. It's somebody that I know personally. All right. Who I believe can give her the care and concern and patience that she needs, because I ain't got it no more. Okay. So I took her off of the Start the Day Routine project. All right. And I enlisted Google, and it's been going swimmingly. So today was my first day of my new Google routines, okay? And I have certain trigger things, and it just felt so beautiful to my spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, so I wake up, I'll give you an example. So I wake up and say, hey, Google, good morning. And then Google is like, oh, wait, I don't want to. No, don't start. Be going. So then it's like, good morning. And then it plays my meditation for the morning. Right. And then after that, I can say I'm ready to start my day. And then it plays a couple more things. And then it gets me ready for my journal for the day. Give me an affirmation in my journal. Then I say, start the morning meeting. Now, this the new part.
Yes, ma'am.
Getting these brain people organized. You feel me? Getting them in line. So when we start the morning meeting, OK, we got a joke that we tell at the beginning of the meeting. We have the calendar for the day. We got a playlist to get the morning. Bruh, I am so proud of myself. Do you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
I am so proud. I'm proud. Really, because this is the thing. I'm the type of person, I need assistance. You feel me? I need all of it. I need an assistant. I need AI. I need a personal somebody to be like, ma'am, it is now time for you to drink this glass of water. Like, I need that. You know? Do you know? Now, this is one of the cool things that Alexa did do. If I start coughing, she'll be like, it's time for you to drink some water. And I appreciate that. Isn't that kind?
Yeah.
That is so kind of her. But also, I'm tired of fighting with herself. So she's leaving. Okay. So now I have to get me some more Google speakers because I only got the two. But I'm rehoming her. Okay. But that's my transparency moment. That's what I've been working on. And my brain feels a lot better because this past week, sis was in shambles. You hear me? Mm. Oh, it is one more thing that I had to say, but it's more like a rant. So I'll let you go with your transparency moment, and then I'll share the rest. But yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. I just want to uplift that since the last time that we've recorded an episode, that I have been so productive with getting things done. Just last night, I was able to get through over 50 hours of recorded content. Ooh. 50.
Praise Jesus, honey.
And have it uploaded into the cloud storage that we use, Google Drive. I am in this place and in this season where, one, I wanted to uplift about my private investigation and the next steps in that. And so I have a wonderful opportunity. I had an agency in Tampa that wanted to sponsor me. Unfortunately, due to the statute, I'm not going to be able to go with them because it's a 50-mile radius statute that prevents me from having them as the agency. So that has opened a door for me to do some work here in Tallahassee and finding what that step is. But I got the application complete. One of the questions on the application had asked, you know, if you suffered or you've been diagnosed with a mental health condition. And I felt so much shame when I had this application and had to say yes.
Interesting.
I ended up meeting with my therapist and I had a conversation with her yesterday, but she prepared a letter for my application so that I can submit it to the state saying that I have been diagnosed with a mental health disorders. However, fully competent and capable right. of being one of the top private investigators in the state of Florida.
That's interesting. I wonder, did they ask about health, physical health concerns?
There were no physical health questions that were asked on the application. It asked about mental health and if I was diagnosed with any mental health disorders was the question.
That's interesting because mental health and mental health disorders is such a large, broad spectrum of things. I get it, right? Because of course you don't want someone who is not connected to reality, right? But in the same token, my anxiety or my ADHD-ness is not a disqualifier for me being able to perform. That's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And so I wanted to share that in this transparency moment because I literally had to work on myself to be like, yes, I had experienced mental health issues and at times still do. And yes, there was a point where I needed assistance with medication that I no longer have to take anymore, which is by the grace of God, because I didn't like the way that it made me feel. So like having these conversations is really important for people that right. might be applying for a job or might be applying for something and they see it. And you might think that you are less than. I'm just here to tell you that those feelings are valid and normal because I experienced them. But also remember who you are,
right?
Which is why this whole challenge of popping your shit is very important because you have to celebrate you and your accomplishments. Again, whether you decide to do that on social media or not, the intentional time that you spend on focusing on you is important.
Yeah.
In this also, I made a decision that I needed to do another social media detox. Mm-hmm. I have been over consuming content, ideas, et cetera, and I need to spend some time outside of those spaces. So that's actually going to start in April. I am in the process of downloading my data from Meta. I'm actually going to do a video overview of showing people how they can do it.
And there what are you going to do with it?
Well, so I'm going to download them and put it in a Google Drive. It has all of the data from photos, videos. It's a lot. And so I want to share with people what those files look like, their zip files, and what they may or may not contain based on their behavior and their patterns on social media, but also showing them how that they can download it themselves and archive it.
And so, that way we don't have to depend on if Mark and them decide that they're going to do something silly or they decide they're going to ban the TikToks or ban something else. Like now you have your stuff.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you even mentioned that because even with Meta, they've made changes where like the Facebook groups, they're not allowing any third parties to have access to their API. So changes like that changes the whole platform. Right before the show, I was thinking about, remember when we had the program Watch Together and you were able to watch a live and you were to add different people, like the features that are no longer in existence. And then they bring things back that no one asked for. Who wants the poke button? You know what I mean?
Like, I used to hate when people poke me. Yeah, go away. Use your words.
It's a lot, but yeah, there are 9 files. They range between 3 to 6 gigabytes. I actually did the math on all of them. It's over 45 gigabytes of data that Facebook has on just my personal profile. This is not including my Instagram. This is not including my business page, that my personal business page, or any other professional business pages that I have. This is just my personal Bianca Goolsbee Facebook page.
Is that since you first opened the account? Have you done this before? Okay.
This is the, so from the start of my account to present date.
Wow.
It was over 45 gigabytes, 45.79 to be exact.
So can you quantify that for people like that don't, you know, they don't speak the giga terms? Like how much is that? I don't know how to quantify it, but.
Okay. So a terabyte is 100 gigabytes. That's huge. So what we're talking about is about half of that. Mm-hmm. Most files that you'll download on the internet would be between 500 megabits. If you have a video file, it might be 1 gigabyte or so. So if you're downloading videos from the internet, you may have between 1 to 3 gigabytes. It depends on how long the video is. It's kind of hard for me to explain the file sizes nowadays because it just continues to increase.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that 45 gigabytes is a lot of data. And so I will be showing and being transparent of what that data looks like and also showing you how you can get your own data, because I think it's important for you to know what these companies have based on what you've been posting and doing online. Mm. I made an executive decision to remove all social media apps from my phone. The only exception to that would be Facebook Messenger, because I use that to communicate with different parties, and also WhatsApp, because I communicate with people like you on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. All content that I'm going to be posting is going to be through a scheduler. So during the social media detox, yes, there will be stuff that will be posted on my page, but I'm not sitting and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
My phone will not be in my bed after 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's not anywhere where I can have access to it. So
what's my phone, normal bedtime? I'm sorry, just out of curiosity.
So my normal bedtime is around 11:30. 12 o'clock.
So like hour and a half to 2 hours before bed. For anybody, for instance, who might go to bed at a different time and you're thinking to yourself, I want to be able to do this. I should, you know, do that too. Because also my psychologist had recommended that. And I was like, okay, I need to get some things in place and order, because I'll be relying on my phone in the morning to get my shit together. But now I got thinking, you know, things.
Yeah.
But so if you go to bed at 9 o'clock, right about 7:30, it's time to be putting the phone up.
Okay. Yeah, give you some time to decompress before you go to sleep, so therefore you can have your full window of sleep, because also scrolling before you fall asleep, it has impacts, and so that's a whole nother conversation for another day, because we'll be talking for hours just on that. Back to that, social media classes starting on the 4th of April. So full circle of how you were talking about how social media has allowed us in some cases to be so codependent on seeing other people's highlight reels and what they're posting and their accomplishments and achievements and feeling inadequate and not enough. The rat race and these algorithms, it has to stop at some point. Like if adults are having issues with this, just imagine the children, which has been my whole advocacy work for over 4 or 5 years now, just on social media safety and keeping our kids safe online. So that is my transparency moment in I'm changing the way that I work and changing what I'm doing as far as my habits. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sharing with y'all what I'm doing. So maybe y'all can take that and be like, hey, maybe I want to actually try doing a detox and making my own plan on what that detox looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want people to be like, hey, what is my screen time? How long am I spending time on my device? How many apps do I have downloaded on my phone? And being intentional about what and who has access to your phone. and just your habits. Cause I was waking up and the first thing I was doing was scrolling my phone. Mm-hmm. And at that time I would be spending 30 minutes to an hour just scrolling on social media and not even starting my day. That is counterproductive with what my goals are and what I'm trying to do. So I'm going to be about it. I'm going to document the process and encourage others to be intentional about their habits and their behaviors so that they can make the changes that they want to make. Because together, we are committed
to doing the work to heal.
Baby. Yes, indeed.
No, I love that. I really do. I want to. So I'm currently working on my start the day routine, but I know that that's eventually going to bleed into my end the day routine, start the night bedtime routine. Right. And I think the biggest thing is going to be charging my phone outside the bedroom. So, because I'm always like, what time is it? What, like it ain't no clock or no watch or no Alexa and Google live in the bedroom. I'll be asking nobody the time. I got to look at the phone, right? So, I'm excited about this. And I can't wait to check in, like for both of us to be checking in on the overlap in these challenges that we're doing, right? So whether it is establishing your morning routine, whether it is establishing your bedtime routine, whether it is the social media detox, whether it is popping your shit, like there are a lot of ways for you all to interact with us and make pieces of this a part of your daily routine. Because back to your point about mental health, and this kind of goes into my rant, words matter.
Mm-hmm.
And very much when we think about mental health, the words that we use are overwhelmingly negative. We consistently, when we think about mental health, are focusing on mental illnesses and mental health disorders, as opposed to thinking about mental health as the health of your brain. And we've talked about this so many times because your brain controls everything, but it literally is the thing that people know so little about. And we know so little about even with how our own brain works, because we are used to trying to fit ourselves into this norm, whoever established it. So this what happened. I was talking to some people here in Colombia, okay? And I have not quite integrated myself into the mental health landscape, if you will, of Colombia. But I have lived with myself here in Colombia. And I know that as I have been trying to explain to people where my life is at this point, that the types of language that is used is very detrimental. So this word normal came up, right? And what I was saying to the people I was talking to was, I don't know what that word means, right? Normal is very much situated in individual lived experiences, right? So I'm going to ask you, normally in your house growing up, what did you eat for breakfast?
Cereal. And if we didn't have cereal, it was grits, eggs, and bacon or sausage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Normally in my house, we ate grilled cheese with syrup. That was normal, right? Me and my cousin have a podcast called So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, because that's what we did normally in our house, right? Did you and your family sit down and eat dinner together growing up?
Yes.
And we did as well, but I've met many people that people ate when they ate. You know, people ate. It was food, whatever. My point is, these things that we think are normal are not indicative of what is happening on even, I was going to say on a global scale, but even from house to house. What happens normally in one house is different from what happens in another. So anyway, I was trying to explain it to the people, right? Because normal is a word that is used here in Colombia very often. You'll ask somebody, oh, what do you think about that? And they'll say, oh, it's normal. What does that mean? And then they say, normal. And I'm like, hey, first off, teacher here, excuse me, we don't define a word with a word, Okay. So yes, you, I just told you I don't know what normal means. And then you tell me normal means normal. Excuse me. That's not how this works. Okay. Now, if you ain't got no other words, just say that. If you got a limited vocabulary, just say that. But you gonna keep telling me normal is normal? What the hell is normal? And you know my brain people, they get frustrated and they get shutting down because I already told you that I don't know what this word means and you keep telling me this word and mm-hmm. I'm sick of it, right? So that happened on one end. On the other end, I was using a word. The word is silly. Now, when you hear the word silly, what do you think about that word? Silly.
That you're comical, funny.
Okay. I'm going to add to your comical and funny. When I use silly, I also think comical, funny, and childlike, but not childlike as in immature, but childlike as in skipping and frolicking and blowing bubbles and free and liberated and silly, right? Okay. Well, there is not really a translation for silly into Spanish. So in Spanish, the word that comes up is tanto, T-A-N-T-O. And tanto means dumb. And that is not the same thing, right? Okay. So I use, again, I describe myself as silly. I say I'm super silly. I say that things are silly. I think silly is a positive characteristic, even though sometimes when people use silly, they mean immature and they mean it as an insult. But in Kimberlyn's world, when I normally use silly, it's about funny and comical and childlike and free, right? So I have been using this word and I found out that they thought I was insulting them every time that I said, you are so silly. Oh my gosh. And they thought that I was calling them stupid.
Oh no.
Right. And had been holding that like, this girl keeps calling me stupid. She keeps calling me stupid. She keeps until everything blew up and I'm hella confused because what are you talking about right now? Well, you keep calling me silly. And I'm like, yes, I did. Well, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. Whoa, where? Who called you stupid and dumb? What are you talking about? Well, normally, in my world, we use that word to mean this. And it was this moment of just really reminding myself, one, words mean things. Like, words have meanings.
Yes, they do.
But also along with that, words have different meanings in different contexts with different people. So a lot of times when we hear people say words, we filter that through our own understanding of what those words mean instead of asking for clarity or understanding about what that word means from the other person. And also, furthermore, if you are using words that you don't know how to define, such as normal, and then I ask you what normal means, and you tell me that normal means normal, guess what? You need a new word. You need to use words that you know what the hell they mean. Because my neurodivergent brain is very intentional about the words that I use because words mean things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But also, I now know I have to be very aware that I'm in a different country. And words that are in English or words that are in my slang vocabulary don't necessarily have a direct translation. And I'll never know if nobody tells me. So I was very grateful for having a conversation, but it was so taxing because I was trying to understand and also explain how I did not intend to cause harm with those words.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your relationship with words?
So I take things very literally.
Same.
So sometimes when I'm communicating, I want people to be as direct in their communication as I will be as well, because I think it's very important when you say words mean things and words matter. I've also have shared that very same thought of words mean things. Please be intentional with how you're communicating. It's usually the phrase that I say. I felt all of that when you were sharing your story, because I would have never thought that saying silly would have resulted in that. And it makes me think of the word petty, for example. And so I use that word quite frequently. As many people know, like it's my license plate, like it's an identity. But how I view petty is not how other people view what petty is. Right. And so having that intentional conversation of, this is what I mean when I'm saying this is petty.
Yes.
Or I'm being petty, because I don't see it as a derogatory. You calling me petty, I'm going to laugh and give you a smile and say I love you and keep it moving. I don't take offense to that. But there are some people that if you say you're so petty, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that to me. So understood.
Yeah. It was a really big eye opener for me. And it also reminded me that there are times that we can cause unintentional harm and we didn't know. Right. So we had to talk about that. And, you know, our three keys here, right? Transparency, integrity, and accountability. Tell me, damn it. Like, don't just be sitting there like thinking to yourself, like, if you don't want somebody calling you stupid and you think I'm calling you stupid, then damn it, say something. Right. Mm-hmm. So we had to have that conversation. But I also was like very aware that in my best effort to compliment, really, that I caused harm. And I didn't intend to cause harm. But the fact of the matter is that I did. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, now that's not a word that I'm going to use as often, because I don't necessarily have time to sit down and write a whole conversation about what this means. And no, it's different in English. And you know, I'm from the U.S., but like, let me just not use that word if that word is going to cause harm, even though in my world, I use it this way. But in this world, it means this. So it was really interesting. It was a very interesting experience. And I'm glad that we were able to work through it. But it was taxing. It was really taxing to unpack all of that stuff. So that is what happened. Yeah. Mm. It was a lot. So where are your brain people feeling, thinking right now? Because I know we're about to transition into our brain field trip. And that was also taxing. And I'm laughing just because of how much energy I know that I expended of trying to process it. So what brain people check in? What's your brain people looking like right now?
So my brain people right now is sitting here absorbing the conversation. My brain people are in this space where they're just being present in the moment, which is something that has been hard for them to do. Is be present in the moment. So I'm really enjoying my brain people being at ease right now of just me being able to have a conversation without me thinking of things that I need to do after I get done with this conversation, or things that I need to work on after this discussion tonight, or what do I need to do tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes my brain will actually go on this field trip, which we're going to, but they'll go on this whole adventure and I'm not present.
Yeah.
So I'm present and I love it for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
My brain people are present and ready. It looks like they're all sitting around the conference table just, all right, so where are we going? What are we talking about? Yeah. And that feels, it feels interesting. I don't know if it's, if I don't think we've, we haven't had meetings lately. So this does feel very much like the consequence, if you will, positive consequence of the routine that I started earlier and calling everything into order and all of that. So
yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's where my brain people are. All right, so let's get on this brain field trip then.
Yes, indeed.
If you're listening, you'll have to come over to YouTube and see our cute brain field trip graphic. Okay, so out here on the social medias, people
so much
about, well, first of all, the world is in shambles, right? Okay, just girl, the world is in shambles. You hear me?
I have
had to turn off the phone. Like, I'm like, I can't do all of this between Diddy and lawsuits, and they done found Russell Simmons down there in Bali, girl, and served him. Like, it's been a lot, right? One of the things that people kept talking about is this Nickelodeon documentary. Now, I am, what, like 9 years older than you. So you kind of more maybe went into that season, because I know you are a SpongeBob girl. So you was over,
I am,
you know, on the Knicks, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up mostly on Disney, right? So I was very much Mickey Mouse Club, Kids Incorporated, not Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah, y'all know the Mickey Mouse Club with the teenagers and they singing and all the things, right? Kids Incorporated. And then I kind of graduated over into Nickelodeon with Double Dare and all that. I did watch all that. What else they used to have? Now, I was a big Nick at Night fan. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was on Mr. Ed and Green Acres and Patty Duke and all in black and white. I was every night. Okay. But Nickelodeon, like during the day, I kind of tapped out around SpongeBob time. So like, I don't really necessarily remember what's the shows that they were saying, like iCarly and Ariana Grande, being like, I was in college like by that time. Like, I really didn't know much about that. But the documentary, so it's called Quiet on the Set, y'all, and it's on Max. And it is so disturbing. Yeah. Like, I was 15 minutes into watching the first, so it's four parts, and each part is maybe about 45 minutes, and I was maybe 15 minutes into watching that first part, and I was like, I am so glad that I was never chosen at any of these auditions, because I knew I was going to be on TV. You hear me? I was going to be on that Mickey Mouse Club. I was going to be on Kids Incorporated. I was going to be on Double Dare. I was going to be on somebody's TV, because I'm a motherfucking hoot. Okay? And I've been a hoot. And I've been performing since forever. So I was ready. Okay? I was ready. At the mall, they used to have the auditions, baby. Kimberly Jackson is in line, because I'm going to be on these people's TV.
Yes, indeed.
Girl, I had to stop. I said, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, that I was not chosen. Because what I do know is that my mama didn't know nothing about that world. Mm-hmm. I would have been in trouble. Like, it was wild to me. What were your first impressions watching?
So that the 90s, and that's my era. I grew up on those shows. Watching it, I was so sad to see these children be abused and exploited in the way that they were, and how even still to this day, there is really no accountability for some of the things that have taken place And the fact that I can't even look at the old Nickelodeon logo anymore with the feet. I can't, like, it was a lot to unpack in those four parts. I recommend folks to watch it because this is the stuff that we are talking about and thinking about how if that journalist didn't go and dive deep into that, this wouldn't have been exposed on such a large scale. Right. There have been people that have been talking about Dan Schneider on YouTube well before this, and I had some of that content. So I was aware that this was an issue, but then to see how they've had court documents where they had petitioned the court to release information and was showing that released information of people writing letters to support after a child was harmed.
Harmed, brutally harmed. Bruh.
It broke my heart. And it also broke my heart to see how some of our children that look like me felt less than in comparison to other children when we were looking up to them being like they made it.
Right.
And right. They felt like they didn't do enough or couldn't be enough and still dealing with mental health complications and struggles and all of that still to this day because of what happened to them.
Right. It was, I was speechless a lot. And like you said, angry, like just so angry that, you know, we come from education. You know what I mean? Like, and as educators, we are charged with protecting children, and we take that very seriously. So I was thinking to myself, like, what would I have been like if I was on that set as an adult? And what I have noticed, you know, like they were talking about how the adults were too friendly with the kids and, you know, the way that they touched them. And like the one mom, the one Black mom who was like, you're not about to do this to my, so my baby, the only Black baby, and my baby gonna be the baby that's selling quote unquote pretend drugs. Like, no, we not doing this. And she said, I was shunned from the set. And ultimately they take it out on the child. So it puts a parent in this position where they are wanting to advocate for their baby, but this is their baby's dream. So then they're like, I don't want to get in the way, but also this looks kind of funny. But then people keep explaining it away. And then you're like, well, I don't know. And then you're not really aware of how the industry works, right? So people just tell you, well, this is how it works. And you're like, I guess, but no, like it is just so layered and so complicated, and the long-term impacts of the things that have happened to these children who are now adults trying to figure it out. It really just made me think about entertainment as a whole and being someone who has exposure, if you will, in the entertainment industry and have, I don't have copious amounts of credits at all, but I've been on sets before and I've kind of seen how things work. It's already very, very hard to understand what's going on. So that's one thing. But then the way that they treat children as if they are adults, and as far as working, like they were talking about, there were times where they were like, can y'all just stay an extra 30 minutes? Like, there are child labor laws for a reason. They talked about school, how school was maybe 2 or 3 hours every 15 minutes, you know, in between here and there. Like when I was thinking about the long-term impacts, like, oh my God, these kids, they're not getting educated. They're in hostile work environments as children. Do you understand? I'm sorry. I got to, let me just lay it all out. the reason that I left the United States of America and the reason that I live in a different country is because of a hostile work environment. I know what that did to my fully developed 40-year-old brain. Can you imagine the impact that that had on children of having to encounter microaggressions every day, of being outright told that you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're an idiot, you're skinny, you're this, you're that, dressing kids, pubescent kids, kids that are in middle school growing into their bodies. These boys were talking about how they had to wear these onesies and all of this, like, bruh. When I tell you, I was in here so livid because additionally to all of this, there was zero accountability and justice. One of the worst predators that they talked about in all of that, they gave this man 16 months and he had copious amounts of letters being written for him to just get parole. For harming a child, the way that he described, the victim described his experience, he said, think of the worst things that someone can do to you. And that's what happened to me. What? What? And nobody was able to protect this baby? What? Like, I didn't even have words. But what it did make me think about was this current day that we're in, right? So entertainment has now morphed and evolved into not just Hollywood, right? So we're thinking about this new career of being an influencer. And there are children who are aspiring to be influencers. And I think it's great, right? To be an influencer. When we worked with the young people with Career Source, and we were talking to them about using their platforms to affect change, I think that we do need to teach young people how to affect change. And I think that they can be influential. And also, parents, caregivers, adults, I need y'all to understand, this world don't give a fuck about your baby, like, at all. And to think, it's the same thing somewhat that happens at schools. It's like parents bring children thinking this institution, organization, whatever, is gonna do right by my child.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fuck them up on a level that you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like, how do we prepare our children? And how do we protect our children without discouraging them from what they do want to do? Like, how do we support those dreams while also understanding the reality of the world and not just leaving your baby out here to be violated?
Yeah. So that's Hollywood, where there are certain contracts and laws and Writers Guild and a whole bunch of steps. There's a lot more oversight that is in that arena than, let's just say, influencing in social media.
Absolutely.
So just take that a step back and be like, look at some of these child influencers that are being exploited for money and views online by parents.
Yeah.
There are parents that are literally having their children make a bunch of content.
Which is hard work. Like, I really want y'all to understand, being a content creator is hard. It is a lot. I don't know just for me, I did a vlog today. I ain't done a vlog in maybe a month and a half. because it's a lot to sit down, to be prepared, to be on camera, to think about what you want to say, to edit it, to put it up. That's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. So putting that on a child in the first place is a lot. Go ahead.
And so we're seeing children being exploited. And what I've noticed in this season, all of this stuff is just being exposed. And I just hope and pray that we all can be intentional about our habits online and also offline. But right. When I see this quiet onset, and when I sat there and looked at some of my childhood shows, Kenan Thompson literally was fighting back tears, talking about his experience. And these are people that a lot of people looked up to.
Absolutely.
And still look up to today as being like they made it. But look at all the trauma that they're carrying as they're doing that, though. So that's why I keep saying that we have to heal. There's a lot of stuff that's happening out here. Life is life, and people are people. And it's very clear that you have to get very, very loud in order for things to happen, because those were the first times that people actually spoke about the topic, because they was afraid of Dan and this alleged power that man had.
And he did. They gave that man a Lifetime Achievement Award. And when they said, like, recently, you know, it wasn't like a hella, hella long time ago, maybe 2014, maybe something, that they gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. He didn't get from out them people place until like 2018. That was like 5 years ago. And all of this the other thing. We judge people who are celebrities so harshly. And I really need us to understand that you have no idea what these people are living through. Like, none. Right. And I think that a lot of times people believe, I've been thinking a lot about just the entertainment industry, period, and this concept of celebrity, because I think that people think that people go into entertainment as this ego thing, like, I want to be so great and wonderful, whatever, as opposed to this is where my gifts and talents lie. Mm-hmm. And this is the job that affords me the opportunity to do something that I love to do. Right. So that's the first thing. But then when they get in there, these things happen. And again, whether it's television, whether it's music, whatever we're seeing in real time, right? All of the types of things that are happening, not just to children, to grown adults that have been happening to people, right, in the entertainment industry. Then we have the nerve to sit up there and I was about to be a real hard cuss. Then we have the nerve to sit up there and stick cameras in their faces when they're trying to figure out their life, write articles about them. Now with social media, they're talking about people just relentlessly and bullying and harassment and all of this. Like, we have the ability, you and I, for instance, to be like, I'm just not going on now. Okay, I just won't be over there on the social media, and I see them people when I see them, right? But if this is your job, this is the way that you make a livelihood, you have to put yourself, this is your job, right? But then people dismiss it and be like, well, just go work at Burger King. That's kind of not the same thing. It's kind of not. And I would hate for somebody to not be able to operate in their life's gifts and callings because the public don't know how to act. You know what I mean? Because the adults that are attached to the industry don't know how to act. So then we see people out here behaving in ways that are showing that they are distressed. And what do? We judge them. We don't ask what happened to you, which is a trauma-based approach, to say, what is going on with this person that they are behaving this way? Like, I wonder what happened. No, we decide, write a think piece, drag them over the coals, sit here and watch them have a mental breakdown. We do that with cameras. We drive people to their literal death because the public feels so entitled to someone who has said, I want to use my gifts and talents to entertain you. The level of sacrifice that comes with being in the public eye, I don't think people really understand.
Mm-mm.
It is not this glamorous, like it's a lot that mm-hmm. comes with more people knowing you than you know them. Your anonymity is gone. I live in a different country. Because when I lived in the U.S., if I went to the grocery store, there are definitely going to be people that are going to know who the hell I am. And I don't want to have to deal with that every day. These were children dealing with this. And I'm grateful that social media wasn't prevalent back then.
Mm.
Because I don't know that many of them would even be here now. Like looking at the way that people treat, just if we use examples like Blue Ivy or Northwest or like these kids that are in the types of things. I understand why Kanye didn't want his girl on there. I do. I understand why Kanye did not want his daughter on TikTok, because the types of things that people say to people, much less children. We have this saying like words don't hurt. You know, God made their, what it is, words sticks and that's what it is. Sticks and stones break my bones. But words, that is a fucking lie.
Lie.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That is a lie. Words stick with people. What we just said, words mean things.
Mm-hmm.
Words have impact. Words cause harm. And unfortunately, we have so many people that use their words to harm other people, use their actions to harm other people. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And I just don't want to participate anymore. Like, I just really am just so disgusted and aggravated with the world right now and with people. And I just want people to develop some empathy for others and to think about, this might be content for you, but this is somebody's life. These are people. These are people, whether they are children, whether they are adults, these are people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like we treat people like they are people. We treat people like they are products, like they are devoid of emotions and feelings. Well, you signed up for this because you in entertainment. You wanted to be famous, so this is what comes with it. I'm sorry. What? What? It's wild. It's wild. And I don't know.
Well, you know, my grandma would always say that, you know, love is the highest frequency. So we have to love on one another, period, point blank. And hurt people hurt people. Yes. And so everyone has to be committed into doing the work, the healing work, so that they can be comfortable being themselves or hell, just alone. There's some people that just can't be alone. That is uncomfortable for them. They cannot be happy being alone.
Yeah.
And so when I see these predators that are going after our children and they're not being held accountable, it just hurts me so deep. And I hope that this fosters more communications and more conversations about protecting our children, protecting one another, because we can't keep doing this. This is not sustainable, and we're hurting each other, and this world is wild. I mean, we saw what happened with the bridge, and you had people coming out the woodwork saying that it was the Black mayor's fault.
The DEI mayor, that's what they called him. Like this, like the infrastructure of the United States ain't been crumbling since then.
Like what?
It's the DEI mayor's fault.
So we all have to be committed to doing this healing work. We all have to be committed and being operated and rooted in the three keys. We all have to have this understanding that we have to be better and to do better, but change starts with you always and forever. Absolutely. So taking those intentional steps. So I hope that the folks that are listening now and the folks that will listen to this later, they take this opportunity, whether they listen to this in April, May, whatever, but one, that they are documenting their wins and celebrating themselves, that they are being transparent with how they're moving in life and not looking at what other people are doing and be overconsumed with what other people are doing. You have whole think pieces about what is happening out here. And some people are just loud and wrong because there's not enough information to even be out to have a conversation, but yet people are having conversations.
Right.
So like I always say, people lie, receipts don't. So you better get these receipts out here. And as soon as I find this sponsor in Tallahassee in this 50-mile radius, it's go time. It's game time. We've been getting messages about things that's been happening in different school districts, and people need to be held accountable. And I'm ready to hold people accountable as a private investigator in the state of Florida. And I will make it my mission to do so, because enough is enough.
Period.
Enough is enough. So I love y'all, and I'm so glad to be in this space. But enough is enough. Life is too hard for people just to continue to not act right.
Period. Just treat people right. Like that shouldn't be difficult. But also, I know that empathy is something that is learned. And I want us to remember that is a learned skill. So when we come across people that don't have empathy for others, it's because nobody taught them how to do that, right? And also, though, we are responsible once we become aware of the things that we didn't learn or the things that the adults in our life failed to give us. We are responsible for reparenting ourselves and learning those things. And I know that it's bullshit. I know it. I be over here cussing all the time. Cause why I got to fix what I ain't asked to be here? Why these people did this? But the fact of the matter is that when you know better, your responsibility is to do better, mm-hmm. right? And in this space, a part of that accountability is that self-accountability of understanding that I don't know everything. I don't get everything right. There are ways that I may have harmed other people. There are things that I need to do to just be a better human to other humans. It is our responsibility to take that on. That's what the healing work means. That means that I go to therapy. I talk about the things. I do the work. I figure out how to be a better person, and I deal with my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we are calling y'all in here to do the same thing, because we all have shit that we have to heal. All of us.
All of us.
Some of us got a lot of shit. Some of us got a little bit of shit. But everybody got shit that mm-hmm. needs to get healed. And it is our personal responsibility to do that. So we have various ways that you all can join us in this journey. You know, whether that be through the Pop That Shit Challenge, whether that be through you getting your start the day routine together, whether that be through you joining in the social media detox, we have a lot of ways that we are calling you in to this process of healing this shit. And we really, really, really need to make this a collective effort. So we ask that you share this with other people, that you talk about it, that you truly commit yourself to the work to heal with us, because mm-hmm. this is literally life or death. Yeah. Literally life or death. So having said that, Again, want to make sure that you all are connected to us on all of the social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon at Heal That Shit. And then you can find me personally at either Kimberlyn J or at Minding My Black Ass Business. Minding My Black Ass Business is also on all those platforms. I also have my own Patreon. I mentioned a moment ago that I uploaded a vlog to my Patreon to let them know the ins and outs of some of the things that I talked about tonight. And we have some amazing content planned for you all on our Heal That Shit podcast. So tell the people where they can find you, man.
Yes, indeed. You can find me on my website. That's www.biancagoolsby.com. On that, you'll be able to see different links to the different ventures and articles that I've published. And the website will be under construction very, very soon because we're stepping into this life coaching arena. And I'm very excited to be able to help people not only with their business, but also just with their personal growth and using my story and my testimony to help others as they navigate in healing and loving. So that's how you can find me.
And I just wanted to say, the other day, my brain was super stuck. And I was talking to Bianca. She was like, get on my calendar, sis. And just in those 45 minutes, I was really able to like focus and center myself. So if you are stuck, you know, and you are thinking to yourself that you need to get unstuck, having a life coach is definitely one of the best ways for you to be able to do that. So we'll be, you know, keeping y'all updated on all those things as well. I've neglected to mention I am going to be starting a new Discover Your Destiny course. Originally, I said it was going to start on April 16th, but I'm going to have to slide that back a little bit. But it will be starting in May. So if you have been saying to yourself, I really need to get closer to God, I need to understand my purpose, I really need to understand what I am doing, why I am here, like all of those things, please do reach out and I'll have more information coming. We will be back with our next episode of Heal That Shit on April 10th. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, right here on our Facebook page, our YouTube page. Again, please do comment. Please share this, y'all. Please do participate in these challenges. Again, if you do the Pop That Shit Challenge, make sure that you hashtag Pop That Shit Challenge and you tag us at Heal That Shit. All right. So we'll be seeing y'all out here in some of these streets or not. But we'll be around. Okay, we'll be around.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
Definitely want to make sure that you all get connected to us. So we'll see y'all soon, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.